The bill is called the Livestock Regulatory Protection Act. Scott Vanderwall is the vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He told a Senate committee this week why the bill should become law.
The strides that we've made have been voluntary and market-based over the years, and that needs to continue. We can't have mandatory generalizations or instructions from the government handed down to us, because that causes a tremendous economic and time impact.
He also said farmers are already working on improving the environment, but the possibility of EPA oversight of livestock farms would be too much of a burden on America's farmers.
Agriculture has been tremendously innovative over many, many years. And with the subject of greenhouse gas emissions and everything coming up, we want them to understand the tremendous strides we've made in improvements. And of course, agriculture is always looking to improve. We've become much more efficient, both from an input standpoint and also from a greenhouse gas emissions standpoint per unit of productivity.
Vanderwall adds that farmers are the original conservationists.
Farmers and ranchers want to leave their land and their resources in better condition than they found it. And that's certainly very important, because we live on the land, we drink the water that's under the ground, we depend on those resources to make our living, and there's no reason we would ever abuse those. And in fact, we do our best to take care of them at all times.
According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, methane emissions from cattle account for just 2% of the total greenhouse gas emissions here in the U.S. I'm CJ Miller.